In recent weeks, Chinese and Vietnamese ships have repeatedly seen clashes like this one in disputed waters in the South China Sea. In the sky, planes from Japan and China have had near brushes, with each blaming the other. Anti-China protests are spreading. Residents in the Philippines recently took to the streets. Protester Marimi De La Fuente was with them.
China is infringing upon our sovereignty. That's why I'm here, to rally against, to rally our citizens against China's abuses to the world and to our country and to Southeast Asia.
And it's not just China's neighbors that are concerned. U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel recently accused China of taking destabilizing unilateral actions to assert its territorial claims in the South China Sea. In the past, Beijing may have shied away in the face of such mounting criticism. But its decision to participate in RIMPAC shows a willingness to be more transparent and highlights the growing maturity of military ties with Washington, says Peking University political scientist Wang Dong.
Certainly, here is a very also biggest standard of perception gap between China and some of the United States and its allies. So it's very important for us to narrow those perception gaps. I think best way to do that is through communication and the exchanges.
The United States has long been a leader in the Pacific, but with growing budget constraints at home and China's rapid rise, the two are adapting to a new situation. And growing pains are to be expected, says Ling Zhongbing, a former deputy defense minister in Taiwan. Ling spoke with VOA via Skype.
Both are looking for some kind of a new relative positions. And during this period of testing and adjustment, there are pains. That's what we're seeing.
But Beijing's toughness has limits, Lin argues. He says part of the reason why China is raising tensions with its neighbors is because China's president, Xi Jinping, cannot appear weak to the outside world.
In order to go forward on a reform, he needs protection, because these reforms would affect the vested interests of a lot of powerful people in the government, outside the government. Therefore, he cannot afford to appear weak to the domestic audience.
China has sent four ships to the month-long drills, a missile destroyer, missile frigate, a supply ship, and its hospital ship, the Peace Ark. During the drills, more than 1,000 Chinese soldiers and officers will rub shoulders with their counterparts from more than 20 other countries. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.